Hey folks, Dan Ferreira here with your Month 2025. So the markets have been waiting since the presidential election. The markets, I'm talking about the equity markets, the bond markets, even interest rates, are being set on pause, waiting for what Trump's going to do next, especially with the tariffs. So we had the tariffs put in place this weekend. A lot of people are saying that's going to be a huge inflationary push. But let's go over now that the tariffs are put in place, what's happened over the last 48 or 72 hours? Well, a lot of breaking things happened, especially last night. Pause the tariffs on Canada and Mexico after they plead to boost the border enforcements. But then on the other side, China just didn't roll over. They came over and said, okay, now we're going to start tariffing things that you guys send us. So could this be a complete mess? Well, the markets so far like the data that's coming in. And why I say that? Well, right through here, the stock market, we have green across the board. We have oil down and we have I don't see the VIX here, but this is basically positive news that we're seeing right now. The biggest concern interest rates, is it going to be allow the interest rates to basically unlock the housing market? That's what we're trying to figure out in today's market. So right through here, the bond market likes this data too. So right through here, when the market opened, it was down a little bit, kept deteriorating a little bit, and then all of a sudden it just took a turn for the better. So prices of mortgage bonds are going up right now. What do we know when mortgage bonds go up? Yes, relationship. So let's get over to talk about this for a second. Okay, so here's what mortgage rates are. These aren't my rates, folks. To get these rates, you have to have a 780 credit score and you have to put down 25%. That's the backdrop of a lot of these rates. If you want to figure out what you qualify for, please reach out to me. I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. The unique thing about us is we have a slogan application. One credit pool, we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? So what I am is I work at a federal bank that gives me licenses all over the country. But the unique thing about us is we're also a mortgage broker, and that's very uncommon. So that gives me the ability to work with over 30 other lenders to offer you their rates and their programs. So where else can you find that? So I'll give you all my information. You can reach out to me at that point. So again, let's go recap. President Trump's puts those tariffs on, but now he's paused those. China is retaliating with their tariffs. The stock market's doing pretty good off of this. Bond market's doing pretty good. Now let's see what the overall market's reaction is to this. So let's get an analysis from China directly on CNBC to what's going on behind the scenes. So
overnight, President Trump's 10% tariff on China took effect, and China announced retaliatory measures. Eunice Yoon joins us now from Beijing to detail those. Hello, Eunice.
Hey, guys. Well, China raised the stakes. It announced a raft of countermeasures, 10 to 15% tariffs on energy imports, farm gear and trucks, export curbs on tungsten and other rare metals, an antitrust probe on Google, and then blacklisting PVH, which is the owner of the Tommy Hilfiger brand and Calvin Klein brand, as well as Genetics company Illumina. Now, the impact of each measure varies. It is overall, though, relatively modest. For example, the U.S. accounts for 5.4% of China's LNG purchases. The Google search engine is blocked here. U.S. companies also ship a very limited number of farm equipment as well as big engine sedans to China. Even so, this move today is really seen as a way for China to gain leverage on President Trump if there is indeed some sort of larger trade deal.
And Eunice, that clearly seems to be the takeaway that, as you say, these are relatively, measured and selective measures that China has put on here. What do we think the terms of any negotiation might be? Obviously, the sort of cover for the, proposed Mexico and Canada tariffs were mostly about fentanyl at the border. Is that going to be, where things come together here? Is there something more that we're going to have to be mindful of?
Well, I think that it looks as though the discussions with the Mexican president as well as the Canadian, Canada's Justin Trudeau, were mainly about fentanyl. And so from China's perspective, they've already said again today that fentanyl is the U.S.'s problem. And I think what you're seeing is that unlike Canada and Mexico, China does not feel that it is in a position, and the CCP as well as President Xi Jinping is not in a position to really look as though they are caving in to the West. They are loath to that. They want to make sure that President Xi looks as though he is always in control in any discussion with President Trump. So a lot of this, these measures that we're seeing now, I would think would appear to be a way for China to leverage against President Trump in any discussion for a larger economic bargain.
Eunice, why these companies that are kind of being singled out? It doesn't make sense, at least from our perspective. Is there anything you can see for making rhyme or reason of why those companies were selected?
I think that it's probably because they don't actually have that much business here. They're not, you know, it's not super meaningful. I mean, for Google, for example, like I said, there is no search engine here for Google. They have 1% of global sales in China, so there is some business here. But for a PVH, we've already seen that investigation announced. Illumina is a new one, but they have a relatively small business here, though they have been growing. So we could see that they are selecting companies that have some exposure here, but wouldn't necessarily rock the boat, but still would provide a way for China to be able to say, well, you know, I'll allow some, you know, more sales of one particular item or another if you, you know, give in on something else that preferably that China would want to see from the United States, such as a lifting of export controls or to the like.
Eunice, I know this is a hard question to answer, but can you tell me, after what just happened with Canada and Mexico, does President Trump look stronger, weaker, or about the same to the leaders in China? Or is it a very different situation in that this is China and the politics are just so different domestically here in the United States?
Well, I think it's probably about the same. My guess is that from what we saw here and the reaction generally here to the 10% tariff, it was really one of relief for the most part from manufacturers who we spoke to, but also potentially from the way the government was reacting, because this looks as though it's a friendlier White House to the Chinese. That you saw that President Xi and President Trump had a conversation, that the Chinese were invited to the inauguration, so the VP was meeting with J.D. Vance, you know, so overall it's been kind of friendly. And then when it was 10%, it was seen as, well, wow, that's pretty good. It wasn't the 60% that was promised on the campaign trail. And so I don't necessarily think that anything really changed from this particular announcement.
So here's what I take out of this is, and it was what I was expecting, the president's tariffs that he put in was basically to say, Canada and China, we need help at the border. And I think he got their attention. And then when you saw, when they talk about China limits what we do in China, but we don't have that many limitations in China on coming, you know, things coming here. The biggest thing, the take, and why I played that video all the way through its duration, is they were expecting 30, 40, 50, 60% tariffs. And he came back and said, we're going to hit you for 10%. And they're like, oh, man, that's an easy pickup. So is this all going to be inflationary? Could China maybe just discount their pricing 10% and just pass this along and we not really see or have any impacts on a lot of this? Time's going to tell, but that's what I think. I think this is a good pawn move for long-term, better long-term inflation in the U.S. because of a lot of this stuff, and to just get the other countries' attention, saying, "Hey, folks, you know, we need cooperation with you guys." So that's the take that I think that's out there right now, based on the market's reaction. So again, let's get over to see what the bond market's doing. It's staying steady, up 5 ticks right now. Go back over to the stock market. Stock market, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ are all up. Futures or oils down. Let's get over to see the VIX is not on the board. So the 10-year treasury is up just a tick, so nothing major there. Let's get over to the They have the JOLTS index coming in, and this is job openings and labor transfers, a huge number here. It was, last reading was 8.1 million. It was expected to drop a little bit down to 8 million. It was at 7.6 million, so a big difference there. That's also going to give a positive adjustment in the markets that we're seeing right now. So what does all this have to do with mortgage rates and what the Federal Reserve is going to do? Let's get over the CME Fed Watch tool and see if there's any changes there. So right now the federal funds rate is 4.5. You're seeing it right there on the screen. You scroll down, there's still an 84% chance that the Federal Reserve is going to keep that rate there at the March meeting. And then I'm going to just say, you know, gloves are off at that point. We're going to get a lot of data in before the May meeting that comes in. So my take on all this is mortgage rates are starting to really stabilize. You can go back through here. Mortgage rates, when's the last time you saw basically a week where mortgage rates really didn't move? So this is a positive news when it comes to the real estate market. At least it's stability. Hopefully now some of the numbers start to come down on the inflation front, where the Federal Reserve could start cutting, and we'll see the bond market react into this as well. So could we be in the tune of maybe 6% rates, in the 6% range here sometime soon? And the tunes are starting to point a little positive that way. Okay, so that's what we got. So the recap is President Trump paused the tariffs on Canada and Mexico, but China retaliated with their own tariffs. Right now, the stock market and the equity markets are liking all this. Bond market is saying, okay, not bad. We'll take it. So stable. The economic calendar, basically, we just got the JOLT index today. Tomorrow, we get the ADP payroll numbers based on how this comes in. Now, when we start seeing the jobs numbers, and this is what a lot of people are worried about or concerned about. So this is basically now the pivot point of what the Federal Reserve's looking at, this and the inflation numbers. And now that we have tariffs, at least tariff news on the table, that might be starting to ease that a little bit. So the one thing I want to give you a customer service announcement. So before you do anything of buying a car, or buying a house, I know you're watching this channel because you're looking most likely, hopefully, to buy a house in 2025. That's in your tune. If you are, I would love to help you. I'll give my information here in 1 second. But before you apply for a home or before you apply for a car loan, I have to tell you what this system does. Okay, I didn't make it. It's just a customer service announcement. Opt-out pre-screener does this. Once you or a car loan, that data is sold. Okay, your financial data is sold out there to basically whoever wants to buy it almost. And if you want to stop that, it's because here's what happens is you call me, you put in your application, I pull your credit. Now we have 30 other companies calling you saying, hey, you need a mortgage. I can do fantastic job. They don't even know anything about you. So same thing with a car loan. If you want to not be bothered with 50, 60 sales calls, please check out optoutprescreener.com. So now, well, like I said, my name is Dan Frio. The company I work for is a federally chartered lender and a bank. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. Make it as simple as I can for you. That gives me the ability or the licensing all over the country. Okay, so that's kind of cool. But we're also a mortgage broker, a big one. We're set up with over 30 different companies. So my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your own loan over 30 different lenders. Now, if you know how to do this and all you're looking for is the best rate in town, God bless you. You're on your own. 50, 60 different companies. But if you want us to take the heavy lifting off of this, you want to focus in on your life, your family, your job, and just getting into that new house or maybe buying that first investment property, hopefully you can reach out to me. Like I said, go to the rateupdate.com. There's three different ways you can do this. You can put the apply now button right up through here. We usually say, don't do that. But if you do that, I'll be in touch with you probably within the next 24 hours after you finish the application. But why don't you schedule a consultation with what we're going to do is basically just talk like this. You're going to ask questions. I'll answer those questions. And based on, the knowledge I have and, hopefully we got a good synergy there, you elect to work with us. So you could do that. Or if you want to schedule or call and get in front of the line, we'll go scroll all the way down to the bottom and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. So if you want to give me a call 844-775-5626 or email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Ask a question, I'd be more than happy to call you and go over that question and maybe more. If you just have a comment, just leave that down below. But if you have any questions that you need my help, please reach out to me and that's how you find me. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be here at the close.